Okay, now, Perkei Mishnah Beis. Okay, so the case here is basically we're worried about a guy, a potter in this case, we can call him Harry Potter, who put his stuff into his neighbor's house, neighbor's yard, whatever it is, and who's responsible for what. So we're going to discuss both whether he did it without permission or whether he did it with permission. It makes a big difference, obviously. So first we start without permission. Hakadar, the potter, shehichnis kadirosav, who puts his pots, whatever it's, you know, earthenware jugs, whatever they are, lechatzar ba'al habayis, into the yard of his neighbor. Shelo birshos, without permission. You just put yourself in my yard, you didn't ask. Vishivartan behemto shel ba'al habayis, and my cow that went and knocked over your pots and smashed them. So then potter, you can't sue me. Because I'll say, listen, Potter, what do you want from me? Who told you to put your pots in my backyard? I have cows over there. Vimuzka behen. If my cow gets hurt from your pots, bala kaderas chayev, you, Potter, are chayev. Because you put dangerous pots in my, dangerous, but you put pots in my backyard, they can break and become shards and get into my cow's feet, and like, who told you to put them there? So you're on the hook. Now, that's all pretty straightforward. What happens if the Potter gets permission before he puts it into his neighbor's backyard? Im hichnes birshus, if he said, do you mind if I store my pots in your backyard? And the neighbor said, yes, you can store your pots in my backyard. He did not say, and I'll watch them. He just said, you can use my backyard as your storage facility. So then, bala chatzer chayev. Now, the owner, the neighbor, is now on the hook to the potter. Meaning, it goes without saying that if the potter asks his neighbor, can I put my pots in your backyard? Earthenware pots. And the neighbor says, sure, go ahead. So obviously then, if the neighbor's cow gets hurt by this guy's pots, he can't sue the potter because he said the neighbor permitted the potter to put the pots in his backyard. But even more than that, if my cow goes and damages the potter's pots, I'll be on the hook to pay. That's this Tana, this Shita. This Shita, according to this Tana, is by saying, go ahead and put your pots in my backyard, that implies, and I'll make sure nothing bad happens to them. I'll be an active player to protect them. And that means I'll make sure that my cow don't trample them. And if my cow does, then I'll be on the hook to pay. Okay? We'll see in the next Mishnah that Rebbe disagrees and says, just because I said you can store your pots in my backyard doesn't mean I said I'd watch them. But this Tana holds, yep, you said I could, by telling me I could put my pots in your backyard, of course you meant, and you'll keep your cows away from them. Hechnas perosav l'chotzar v'alabais, the same case again. Here it's just a repeat, really. With on Tani Chiddush, if the potter goes, instead of putting his pots, he puts his, you know, tomatoes into the neighbor's, the balabais, so his backyard, shelo birshus, without permission. V'achaltan behem toshel balabais, and then the neighbor's cow goes and eats the tomatoes, so potter. So then the potter can't say, listen, the potter can't say to his neighbor, why did you let your cow eat my tomatoes? Because the neighbor will say, well, who did you put your neighbor's, your tomatoes in my backyard? If the neighbor's cow gets hurt, like say it slips on the tomatoes, so then bala peiros chayev, the tomato owner will need to pay for the cow's broken leg, because he had no right to put his tomatoes the potter had no right to put his tomatoes into the neighbor's backyard. Vimhichnis birshus. However, if potter asked neighbor, can I please put my tomatoes in your backyard? And neighbor said, go right ahead and put your tomatoes there, no problem. Then, bala chatzer chayev, this Tana holds, that means implicitly that the neighbor agreed to watch out for the tomatoes, and he wouldn't let his cow eat them. And if neighbor's cow ate potter's tomatoes, then neighbor will be chayev to reimburse potter for his lost tomatoes, because he implicitly took responsibility to watch for them, according to this Tana. The two cases between the first part of the Mishnah talking about the pots and the second part of the Mishnah talking about the fruit is exactly the same. There's no difference. The only difference is this. It's not explicit in the Mishnah at all. That when it comes to peros, the neighbor's cow getting hurt by the potter's fruit is only if it got hurt, like by tripping on it, let's say, or something like that. But if what happened is the neighbor's cow gorged himself, like ate himself to death over the potter's, say, tomatoes, so then the neighbor can't sue the potter and say, what'd you do with putting all those tomatoes in my backyard? My cow ate itself to death. Because the potter will say, well, what kind of ridiculous cow is that? No one told your cow to eat itself to death. I'm not reimbursing you for your cow. Your cow's crazy. So, that's true. No, that cow did something that was totally whacked out, and I wouldn't have to pay for, and the potter wouldn't have to pay for that. But that's like slipping on it. That the cow is, I don't know what, cows can slip on piles of tomatoes, and therefore he would be on the hook. The potter would be on the hook to reverse for such a damage. That's the only difference from the two cases.
He would
if he didn't have permission to put it there. He would have to pay. The potter didn't have permission to put his tomatoes into his neighbor's backyard, and the neighbor's cow tripped on it, so then the potter has to pay for the damaged cow because he put an obstruction in his neighbor's backyard for no good reason.